The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Why do I think of Eddie when I think of this song? Wasn't that
Beverly Hills Cop.
The what?
Beverly Hills Cop.
It was, right? First or second one? Look at me.
I think it was the second one.
It's good. The heat is on, though. Albert is right. It's going to be hot out there. I worry about you. You're kind enough to listen to old Joe and Al and Debbie and Frank on the radio. And it's going to be very, very warm today. I love it. I live for it. Yesterday, I don't know what's wrong with me. You could tell, like, I belong in, like, Italy somewhere. Southern Italy somewhere with the Mediterranean sun hitting me. It's all in my blood. I love the heat. Bring it on. But it is dangerous. And you got to stay cool. And if you, especially for the elderly, you got to keep a track of the elderly and kids in cars. Please listen to Joey. And then just stay hydrated, you know, for your pets as well. All right.
Yeah, who was that listener who was in the studio? What was it, last week or the week before? Lauren's chief. Live in Italy, Southern Italy.
Lauren, how is she? What a great gal, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what is the tone? What was the tone, Mr.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you were trying
I'm
to
just
imply.
Saying, Joseph,
clearly, you're trying to.
It was a gal that listens every morning in Italy. She listens every religiously in Italy. She listens every morning.
Well, it's the afternoon for her when she's listening.
Right, which is great. And she's a painter. She does brilliant children's books,
yes, she
by
does.
The way. Lauren Lombardo is her name. And she's a beautiful gal. Beautiful gal. Beautiful eyes.
Aside from Southern Italy, you said you wanted to live there.
I got the book for little Charlie's read the book. It was a beautiful thing. But I see something in your tone of your voice, Mr. Gattulo.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
It was just
a friendly.
It's this poison oak was really beginning to me.
Don't rub your eyes. Whatever you
I'm
do.
I'm not rubbing my. No.
Don't rub your eyes because it'll get you right. My eyes used to close when I was a kid in Bloomfield. I used to touch. Don't touch anything.
Yeah, that's actually not true. It's once you get it, that's it. If you within the first a few minutes or whatever, if you rub in another spot, you'll get it. But afterwards, you won't.
All right. Oh.
That's what my wife told me.
Yeah, all right.
She's a nurse.
Al's got poison. So you know what I did? We'll get to the news in good morning. I see your phone calls, 877-970-2999. You don't want to miss Commissioner Bernard Kurek this morning, coming up momentarily. Tony Danza coming up next hour. Love. And also, Ace Wantan, I'm going to get this name right. It's a Wantana Suparp. Is that close, Frankie, you think? Can I just call him Ace?
Ace is perfect.
Ace is the vice president and regional manager at Citizens Bank, co-host of Eye on Real Estate right here on AM 970, The Answer. And Ace is going to join us, and he'll first of all tell us how to correctly pronounce his name. Second of all, we'll talk about the housing market in New York. What I can't understand, I'm dying to ask Ace this, there's some really great areas in Jersey where they're giving houses away, man. The prices are so low. What's happening with the market, and where are we in that regard of mortgages and home loans and that sort of thing? So Ace will join us momentarily. If you have a house, I am so ready. I am so ready. I was talking to Mom about this yesterday. You know, I'm always comfortable in a hotel. I feel comfortable in a hotel. I guess because I've always been on the road my whole life and career. I just like being in a hotel. So I'll go to a hotel. You get room service. They take your car. They did anything you need. The maids. Forget about it. Why would you not want to be in a hotel, right? Then I think, well, maybe I should get a high-rise in Hoboken, Jersey City, Secaucus, something like that, overlooking the
Statue of Liberty, you know? How great would that be? But I can't because I got all the kids, so I stay out in the boondocks in the country. Staying on top of your home is impossible. So thank God, a little Charlie got the 7 years old. She helps me around. Big Mike, thank God for Big Mike. We try to take care of the house, do the whole thing. Now my mother's coming over, so now I got to make sure I take care of the house because God forbid, you know, I don't want coming over. So my landscapers are spectacular. They come over and he goes. I go to my guy. Hey, you got to take care of the house. He goes. Next week I'll come out next week. So I go to my landscaper. Mom's coming over. He goes, I'll come out today. And they came out today because the queen comes over, right? You want to make sure that they fixed up that. And my landscapers may be illegal. I'm not sure, but I don't care. They're so good. I will pay the fine and I will pay the additional taxes. I just wanted to put that forth on the radio. These guys are such hard workers. So then I wanted, my rugs are a mess because I got this big Bernese Mountain Dog. Oh, boy. Forget about the dog. Only what happens. And then it's just, I got to get the rug. So I say to Big Mike, I got to get the rugs clean. So we call Stanley Steamer, you know. Don't we have commercials for them sometimes? Do we carry them sometimes? I hope we do. Stanley Steamer. So they come over. They give me an estimate that is like really okay. It's like a few hundred bucks, something like that. Yeah, this is great. Yeah. Well, then they walk in. Do you get this when people come over, when you order them? Did you get this? They go, they walk in the house. Then they go, oh, you have rugs. It's like, oh, I got to charge extra for that. And then, oh, you want us to do the closet? And then, it cost me a fortune. But they did. You know what I'm saying? It's like they never tell you that. They give you the estimate. And then they walk in. Then I had like a, what do you call it? Just a regular rug, you know, like not a wall to wall carpet, just a regular rug. They clean that. That's another $100. Forget about it. But I must say they did a great job. They did a great job. But I'm thinking here as I speak, Frankie, do we have a deal with them? Could I have got like some kind of discount or something?
You certainly deserve it. I don't know if we do have a deal, but, you know,
Stanley Steamer, isn't there? What's the jingle on? There's a Stanley Steamer.
Stanley Steamer.
No, that's not it.
A certified steamer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They were great, but it wasn't cheap, I'll tell you. But the rugs, thank God, were great. And my mom was very, very happy. So you worry about that when your mom comes visit. Don't you think, Frankie, am I right or wrong? Your mother comes over and you worry about that?
I am the worst with that kind of thing. I would not even know if my residence didn't have walls, right? Honestly, like I am so absent-minded when it comes to my surroundings. My longtime companion will ask me, oh, you didn't notice the cat vomit on the carpet there? No, I didn't notice it. I was busy working and trying to squeeze in a few hours
thing.
Of sleep.
No, yeah. No, wait there. It's a guy thing, because don't forget, we got Big Mike, I got Mikey, and I got me. This is not a good trifecta for keeping things
right.
Your guys, the kitchen. You can walk to a kitchen if it's guys in the house. They don't even want to. They don't see the mess. Men do not see the mess.
Yeah. What is this brown stuff on the floor? I have no idea. What do you mean you have no idea? Well, I had an almond earlier. Maybe it's from that. Yes, that's exactly what it was. You didn't see all this almond dust? No, I didn't see it. It's microscopic. Yeah. My magnifying glass is in the shop. Somehow I missed it.
Oh my Lord! I thought.
So and so's coming over. Oh well, did you lint roll the couch before they come? No, I didn't lint roll the couch before they came over.
Oh man, I'll tell you, they did a good
great
job.
Great relationship.
Guys don't see it. Although Al, I don't worry about you.
You worry about me.
Well, because you will see. You are a little metrosexual to the point where you would get upset.
Why do you have to use the term metrosexual? Why is there a term for it?
I like saying it on the air because
I know.
It borders inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about being metrosexual.
Listen, I like things clean, and I like a certain order to things. You know, that's all.
And that's what I love about you, man.
I mind the fact on Father's Day, I had to cook dinner. I wanted to go out to dinner with my son and my wife. They were both, I don't feel like I'm okay. All right. What am I going to do? Go sit in the bar by myself and have dinner? I mean, you know. Oh, yeah, it's Father's Day, a little lonely. You know, not going to do that.
I can see you there. Hey, what, did you cook dinner, really? You cooked
dinner? I did. I cooked hamburgers on the grill.
Oh, God. See, and then when you came out and you saw me, you know, I gave you the apron and I gave
you
the
stuff. Yeah, no, relax. No, you come out to the house. No. Here you go, chef. Go ahead. Go nuts.
We're due for a hang at the house, but can we do it on a Friday where we can relax a little bit? Aren't we going out to dinner tomorrow? Are we doing lunch tomorrow, Frankie Five Barrels?
No, the lunch is scheduled for next week.
Next week. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on. We can have lunch. I'd be happy to have lunch with you.
I can't tomorrow.
I'm pulling a Debbie today. I'm having lunch with Al from Manhattan, who got to have lunch with him on Saturday.
Wow. We love Al. Town. We love Al.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, you mean that? Yeah.
We love you too, Al. It's a quarter after 8 o'clock. Bobby in Queens, what's on your mind this morning, Bobby? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe and Frank Morano. It was great to see you Saturday. You did a wonderful, fantastic job hosting that event for great Congressman Danny Donovan. And talking about Rudy Giuliani, definitely, of course, that's your friend. And
yes,
I was standing right behind him when this press jumped on him. Yeah. Rudy was the best ever. He spoke the way mayor always have. He was energetic, honest, and defending. The people always defend. I love Rudy. And I know everybody who spoke there, the message is very clear. The people had to go out from Staten Island, good people, smart people, and keep great Danny Donovan in the Congress, because we need good people, honest people in the Congress.
That's it.
And especially when he's a friend.
Bobby,
and
thank you.
Congratulations for both of you.
Thank you for being there. Thank you for your kind words, Bobby. What a wonderful part of that great crowd that was there for the Dan Donovan rally on Saturday at the Hilton. Appreciate that. Yeah, and Rudy, see, with Rudy, too, and Bernard Kerik's going to join us. When I look at these two gentlemen and what they did during 9/11, I will say that till I'm blue in the face. I'm telling you, you have to never, ever forget that. Because when you think about, get right back to that moment. Get back to that moment where you first saw what happened, a plane hit. You know, I was driving a nursery school, the preschool. I was taking my little daughter, Alexandra, at the time, you know. And your plane hit, and they think it's, I remember listening to news radio. It's a plane, it's a private plane, was an accident. And then we saw what unfolded. Then as I got into New York, going into my office at the IDT in Newark at the time. And then you see what's happening. And then there's a rise on 280, you know, as you go into the great city of Newark and you see Manhattan in the distance. And I saw the devastation. And then we saw the towers go down. Don't think, who was first on the scene? It was Rudolph Giuliani. Do not ever forget that. How people forget about that and just flick it aside because of his political beliefs, because he's defending the president of the United States, who some people disagree with. And yes, it's some people. I think most Americans are with the president at this point. You know, and then they just disregard that. So when I see Rudy, I see a warrior. And Bernie Kerik, too, man. Those guys were there, front and center. Please don't forget that. Now, going into what's happening with this this whole immigration situation, please listen to Joey, because I try to stay as grounded as I can when I tell you the news. And I really don't – look, I understand both sides. But you know where I stand. I'm like – I'm just – anymore, I'm just so conservative. When I see this immigration thing go down – and the separation of families go down, and then I see it just gets legs. One news organization picks it up, then the next organization picks it up, then it becomes, it's all an anti-Trump initiative, you know. And whether you like the president or not, you have to objectively look at the way they went after Bill Clinton, the way they went after Barack Obama. This is what they do in Washington. Let's take down who the other side is. It doesn't do us any good as American citizens. And I'm telling you, Frank, I would love to, Bernie's coming up momentarily, but quickly, when I see them, now they're separating families. Now they don't care about the 1 million plus homeless children on the streets of the United States of America who are citizens. They don't care about the veterans who are on the streets who are United States citizens and put their lives on the line in the United States military for us. We don't even address that issue. If I see one more homeless person in New York, no one cares about that. Oh, it's the immigration. For those Congress people to go to that facility in Jersey to show up was grandstanding. And I was embarrassed for them. That really just put me off. Can we just help out Americans before we help out? These veterans can't get any decent medical service. They can't get anything. They can't get a doctor. They can't get an appointment. The VA, the president's working so hard to fix the VA. There's still let's work with these people who are just coming into the country. And rather than thinking before you come into the country, before you come into the country, and you have to think of what is going to be the ancillary effect and the collateral damage you're going to do to your child before you bring the child into America, and you're going to expect all of a sudden we're supposed to accept everybody. Shouldn't you think of be more responsible parent before you bring the kid in, number one? Number two, when they come in, maybe Border Patrol should bring the family together, en masse, together, the family, right back to where they came from. You know, I understand the separation of family, but they're making this thing a whole political football, Frankie Five Boroughs, like I've never seen. And that's, of course, the narrative for the day in the mainstream media. But I think the president cuts the legs off of the whole situation, he just hits the Democrats at the knees. You know what he should do? He should just say, okay, we're not going to separate the families. Is that? Will you think that'll happen?
Again, and I think this requires a more detailed discussion than the 40 seconds we have right now. But the Homeland Security Secretary says there is no separation policy, right? Okay, now, so I think that we need to really separate the media narrative from the facts because. You have the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nelson saying that there is no separation policy. President Trump is blaming the Democrats for this. Jeff Sessions saying this is part of their zero tolerance approach. Okay, let's look at it. We'll have a discussion about it. I thought what was laughable, absolutely laughable and sad at the same time. You talk about the Screen Actors Guild symbol, tragedy and laughter simultaneously. It was what I read in the New York Times, this Laura Bush op-ed slamming this as immoral. Okay, I don't know. Melania Trump, by the way, is out there saying she doesn't support this separation policy and that children shouldn't be separated from their parents. Where was Laura Bush while her husband took us to war in Iraq on trumped up facts? Fictitious evidence, killed untold numbers of not only Americans but Iraqis. Where was her husband when he failed to protect us on September 11th? And she said nothing. None of that was immoral. Her husband's warrantless wiretapping, that wasn't immoral. Where was she during the 8 years of the Barack Obama administration when they were droning American citizens without so much as an indictment? That wasn't immoral. This is the one thing that she's choosing to focus on and highlight and use her platform as former first lady. This woman is a joke. The Bushes should get off the stage. Every time the Bushes or the Clintons rear their head in terms of the public dialogue and the national consciousness, it reminds all of us why we voted for Donald Trump, to give a middle finger to these dynasties that have been running American politics for the last half century. It was embarrassing to read that in the
Times. Amen. Frankie Five Boroughs, speaking the truth, 822 with Piscopo in the morning. Commissioner Bernard Kerik will join us momentarily. Tony Dan's on the show this morning. Right now, Debbie Duhame is checking traffic for you on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the LIRR, the Far Rockaway branch. We're seeing some delays. Also, the Long Beach branch because of some signal problems out at Valley Stream. Cross Island northbound, slowing down, getting up toward Northern Boulevard. Watch for slowdowns as you take it over to the Cross Bronx westbound. Heavy traffic out toward 3rd Avenue. It's a stalled car in the way. Deegan South is all jammed up, getting down toward the stadium. Expect delays on the eastbound BQ. QE up by the LIE, that earlier accident cleared. Still about 35 in at the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 35 in, 15 out, and over at the Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes in. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Hazy, hot, humid today, high of at least 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow dives deep into another Obama blunder.
The Obama administration secretly sought to give Iran access to U.S. financial systems by sidestepping U.S. sanctions to move money around, which they said they would not do. Here's the problem. The U.S. financial system should not have been engaged in this. And this is where you freed up all this money. No wonder Hamas and Hezbollah have got so much money for rockets.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Piscopo in the morning, 824, Bernard Kerrick standing by. Can I tell you about the Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes? You know them as selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 96 years. That's almost as old as I am, huh? Parian and Sons are real jewelers. They service, they repair, they restore. I bought my watches over to Glenn Parian. I told you that. Man, I'm so, it was like finding brand new jewelry. You know when you find a jeweler that could, in the old days, you could find a jeweler that could fix your jewelry, make it look like new. That's what Glenn Parian does. Plus, Glenn is in a suit and tie. I mean, when was the last time you saw a jeweler in a suit and tie? I love that about Glenn. Maria is there. Debbie, Katie, the Parian family are there to help you. Right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And if you're getting engaged, Parian and Sons will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like no other jeweler. And they offer a diamond buyback guarantee. Parian and Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, here's a man who's tough enough. Commissioner Bernard Kerrick, 825 with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Bernie, welcome back to the show, Commissioner. Always great for you to join us. Appreciate that, sir.
Good morning, Joseph. And the next time you come to Franklin Lakes and you go to Parian and you don't come by my house and say hi, we're going to have an issue because yes, it's like I could walk to Parian's.
You're right there. Oh, but if you see me buying a diamond for somebody, Bernie, will you please stop me because I'm just going to get into trouble.
I will crack you with a baseball bat. Don't worry about it. It's hey, like having a best friend that's going to run for president. You don't want that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really. Hey, Commissioner, you were great on, great. This, the best I've seen you, Bernie, on Fox and Friends over the weekend. You broke that down.
Because I was irritated.
Yeah, but you were good. But, I get fired up sometimes. Your words, your verbal execution was flawless, Bernie, in that. I'm telling you something. And if I may, and I know this is Joe talking, not Bernie. Man, we are looking, and I hope you don't mind me telling you this on the airwaves here. You got to get pardoned by President Trump. You should absolutely be pardoned. Bernie, I know you don't want to comment on that, but I got to tell you, tell us what you were talking about on Fox and Friends before we get to the issues of the day about Trenton, about this IG report, and what's happening with the FBI today. Bernie Kerrick, you were meticulous in your explanation about the DOJ. Could you give us that breakdown, sir?
You know what, Joe? Here's the problem. We're going through this now for 2 years. The IG report comes out. And there's findings in the IG report that should scare the hell out of every American. And I mean every American. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat. You've got the highest levels of the FBI and justice that were corrupt, that were, focused on targeting the presidency of the United States. I don't care what side you're on. That's wrong.
Yeah.
And pretty much what I was talking about, what's one of our greatest threats to our democracy, to this country, our sovereignty, is a criminal justice system that's weaponized to target its citizens. And in this case, they're targeting the President of the United States. And you have an FBI agent that is using the power of the FBI, a senior agent in charge of the Russian investigation that's using the power of the FBI and says he's going to stop the president from being elected. This is stuff like out of some kind of James Bond movie, except it's not. It's real. It's in Washington, D.C., and we're witnessing it day by day. And then to come to find, as I'm reading through this report, we read that the DOJ, that the Inspector General found Comey to be insubordinate, violated policy and procedure by the Bureau. And then, you know, everybody's wondering, how come Hillary wasn't indicted?
Yeah,
well, that's
man.
Why it was, that's why she wasn't indicted. You know, the day that he gave that 15-minute, indictment, and that's what it was, he outlined an outrageous, egregious criminal indictment against Hillary. And when he did, he concluded by saying, "No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute this case." That's a lie. That is a lie. And the reason I say it's a lie, and I know better than anyone, is because there's thousands of people sitting in prison that did far less, 10 times less, 100 times less than she did. Not that she was alleged to have done, that their investigation found. That's the key. These weren't allegations or innuendos. They conducted an investigation, and this is what they found. They found her destroying evidence. They found obstruction. They found classified material on her email. We now know that foreign governments had accessed that classified information. This is one of the most substantial breaches of security in the country's history, and nobody's being prosecuted, yet we put young military men in jail, and we send them to prison, turn them into convicted felons, because they sent an email, a classified email, one, over a non-classified server. Are you nuts? Like, yeah. What's? I don't know. I don't know how they even, you know. And where was the impaneling of a grand jury, which I didn't even get into on the show? But they wanted to throw the investigation, because if they did not, there would have been a grand jury impaneled, and that investigative, that evidence would have been turned into a grand jury, you know, for their consideration for an indictment. Yeah. That wasn't done. Somebody intentionally threw the investigation, whether it was Comey or his lead investigators or McCabe. I don't know who it was, but at the end of the day, it was a bogus BS investigation, intentionally done that way to make sure she was never indicted.
Bernie Kirk with Piscopo in the morning at 8:31 on AM 970. The Answer. When you see people go to jail, Bernie, explain to us too, if you would, that it's a form of it's a terroristic tactic on behalf of the government when they put people in jail for some bogus charge that not even related to the original charge that the DOJ is going after.
Well, listen,
and it's just
Joe,
a terrorized. Yes, go ahead.
The problem is, you know, the DOJ has historically, increasingly over the last two decades, used ethical violations, civil violations, administrative and regulatory violations, turned them criminal to put people in prison. It's all about numbers. It's all about victory. It's all about the win. You know what? There are bad people out there that do really bad things. That's what they should be focused on. You know, we're putting commercial fishermen in prison for catching too many fish. You know, somebody enhances their income in a mortgage application, and they lock them up for mortgage fraud, a 10-year felony. You know, you're taking young kids, first-time nonviolent drug offenders, and giving them 10 to 15 years in prison. This is some bad stuff. And then you have one of the most substantial breaches of security, and nobody properly investigates the case. It's wrong. It's wrong. And people, you know, when you think of, you know, why does people have a problem with the FBI today? Take a look around.
Yeah. But Chris Wray today and Michael Horowitz testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. What do you hope to see there, Bernie?
Well, this should be interesting. I mean, you know, somebody's got to ask him, you know, why wasn't a grand jury impaneled?
Yeah.
Why didn't they investigate this properly?
Yeah.
They impanel a grand jury for one false statement and put evidence before a grand jury for one false statement. How does Hillary Clinton's aides, top aides, Uma Abedin, who had thousands of her emails on a private server, private computer, how do they give her immunity to sit in the room when Hillary's being questioned? That's the most bizarre. That's insane stuff.
Yeah. Hey, buddy,
I don't get it.
When you see the DOJ coming at you, and you're a victim of that, and you know, and if you could give us the insight, and then you see it get away, It's like when I was talking about the news narrative earlier on the show, how the news narrative gets away, and we could say, no, 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 that's not what happened. Wait, 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 wait. What is your feeling, Percy?
Listen, there's a couple things. First of all, what you read in the press,
yeah,
the headlines you read, is normally what the DOJ or what the FBI is leaking to the press so that they could dirty you up in the court of public opinion. So all the stuff that people read, you shouldn't pay much attention to it. That's number one. When you're a target of the FBI or the DOJ, it's a life-threatening circumstance. It's life-threatening because a felony conviction is basically a life sentence. You are sentenced to this cloud of a criminal conviction, a felony conviction, for eternity, for the rest of your life. You know, and people, you know, I hear people, I watch them online, they send things, you know, this guy should go to jail forever. This, you know, listen, I wouldn't be really quick to be out there talking all that junk, because if you knew how close you were to being indicted, I promise you, I could take a stack of subpoenas, walk into your building where you're at right now, and I can indict everybody in there for something.
Yeah,
anybody.
Yeah.
So if you become a target of the government, there's no way out. And the indictment says the United States of America versus, that ain't no joke, Joe.
Yes.
And I mean, it's the entire United States, it's their entire budget.
I know, and Bernie, I got to tell you though, you're a cop's cop. Everybody knows that. I see how the police revere you as we travel together. But so I always do a shout out because I was with that Malides, that Mid Atlantic Law Enforcement organization, with the New Jersey State Troopers last week, doing like these. They're the rank
and
file.
That's a great crew.
The rank and file are great. I know you believe that. So I always feel I have to do that caveat. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the rank and file, the directors in New York and Philly and in Newark and the troopers themselves and the homicide detectives that I were before all across the country, this is a great group. So you can't – I don't want to build
– listen, here's the problem. The guys at the top have impugned the integrity of the Bureau. And,
bingo.
And people have to understand – the bottom guys, the guys, the rank and file, we lost two FBI agents in the last 3 weeks. Two FBI agents were died as a result of September 11th, and it didn't even make stupid headlines.
Yeah.
Didn't even make headlines because everybody's focused on these morons in Washington.
Yeah, you know,
these FBI agents should have been talked about.
Amen to that. Commissioner Kirk, before we let you go, what's happening in Trenton? We had the good former mayor of Trenton, Doug Palmer, with us. What happened in Trenton? Is this all due to gangs? You know this first and foremost. Bernie, what's your take on what happened in Trenton over the weekend, sir?
Well, listen, they got to get more aggressive. Stop being so politically correct. You know, this MS-13 stuff, the gang activity going around these urban cities, they got to get on them, you know.
Yeah,
And one last thing, Joe. Tell
me,
you know, this coming over the border, separating your kids from your families, just out of curiosity, what are they supposed to do with the kids? They're supposed to put them in the prison with the parent? I mean, like, well, what's the deal? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
What's everybody complaining about? If I'm a parent and I know I'm going to get arrested if I come into the States illegally, and they're going to take my kids. They got to separate them. You can't take kids into a prison or a jail. They'll be molested. They'll be attacked. You'll have all kind of issues. Like what's the issue? You're a moron if you're coming into the States illegally and you're bringing your kids with you.
Commissioner Bernie Kerik, always great to have you on the show, Bernie. Just great talking to you, but a great conversation. And please come back soon, and we'll see you out there on the streets very soon. My friend, Commissioner Bernard Kerik.
I'll see you
Thank
later,
you,
Joe.
God bless you, brother. That former New York City commissioner. Hey, he's got that book you might want to check out called From Jailer to Jail, Bernie Kerik. Very, very interesting and so telling. And, you know, it's so timely what Bernie was going through, man. So give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. 8:38 Piscopo in the morning. Big Al Gattulo standing by. He's got the headline news just for yous on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Former New York City Mayor and President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani endorsing incumbent Congressman Dan Donovan in the upcoming Republican primary. Donovan, in a fierce race with former Congressman Michael Grimm, who once served prison time for tax fraud. Giuliani says the seat must remain with the GOP to prevent an impeachment proceeding of the president. Giuliani also used the opportunity to talk about the Mueller investigation, saying the president wants to talk with special counsel Robert Mueller, but that he and other lawyers don't want him to. The primary scheduled for June 26th. The National Weather Service warning that temperatures today could be dangerously hot. A heat advisory is in effect. Temperatures are likely to crack the 90-degree boundary for most of New Jersey, with Newark possibly hitting 94 degrees. Paramus likely to reach 96. The heat index, however, which is how hot it actually feels, is expected to top 100 in many locations during the middle to late afternoon. People advised to limit outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day, or at least wear light clothing, take plenty of breaks, and drink lots of water. In sports, Yankees couldn't pull off a four-game sweep of the Rays. They lost 3-1. Brandon Nimmo's two-run homer put the Mets ahead in a four-run ninth inning. They rallied to beat the Diamondbacks 5-3 in Arizona. And Brooks Koepka, the winner of the U.S. Open for the second straight year. Koepka carded a 2-under-68 in Sunday's final round at Shinnecock Hills to win the tournament at 1-over-par. He's the seventh back-to-back champion, but the first since Curtis Strange accomplished the feat nearly 30 years ago, back in 1988-89. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it to the Bronx. Deegan, southbound, slowing down as you get down toward the RFK Bridge. It's an accident on that ramp right at the RFK Bridge. Still volume, cross Bronx West out by 3rd Avenue. That's a stalled car in the way. And we're seeing some extra heavy traffic on the West Shore Expressway 440 northbound as you get up toward Arthur Kill Road. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, slowing down Clove Road right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel still waiting about 25 minutes in, 15 out over at the Holland. That's 20 in, 17 southbound getting down through Woodridge, a broken water main, and 3 is still busy eastbound by Route 17 with some ongoing construction. Southbound New York State Thruway, stop and go 13 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Again, checking in on that forecast, hazy, hot, humid today, high of at least 90. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of about 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
If you were fumbling around in the dark and somebody handed you a flashlight, you take it, right? Nobody wants to be left in the dark. But shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and the data on your devices? The digital world is so full of connections, it may only take one weak link for criminals to get in. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shed light on more of today's threats. Threats to your identity, like your personal info for sales on the dark web, and threats to your computer or tablet, like ransomware or emerging viruses. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices that you may not see on your own. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code Prager. That's promo code Prager for an additional 10% off.
Thank you, Mr. Prager. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:42 in the morning on this Monday. Here it is, June 18th, 2018. It's going to be a very, very, very hot day. Please be careful out there. We had a great chat last week with Academy Award nominee Michael O'Keefe. He's starring at the Cherry Lane Theater in First Love with Angelina Fiordalisi and Taylor Harvey. Here's the storyline, through the eyes of the celebrated playwright Charles Mee. First Love follows a couple in their 60s, hello, lady, as they meet and fall in love for the first time in their lives. They yearn to grow closer, but will they sabotage their last chance for love? Under the direction of Kim Wield, First Love is playing a very limited engagement through July 8th at the historic Cherry Lane Theater in New York City. It will only be around through July 8th. Sometimes in life, you just get one chance. Do not miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater will only be around for a short while, so please check it out. First Love, you can get tickets at the CherryLaneTheater.org website, CherryLaneTheater.org for First Love, CherryLaneTheater.org.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 8:43. School is out for my little 7-year-old. Charlie, you're so cute. You always play radio at the house. But here, you want to put these headphones on? You want to say hi? Say hi to everybody. Say hello. Say good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, my beautiful. Thank you. Can I thank you on the air publicly, my beautiful 7-year-old daughter, for all of these wonderful things that I have in front of me now? Look at this. I love Dad. You drew, and it's like kind of something I could use in the kitchen to put a pot on, right? It's like a square kind of thing you put in the kitchen, you put your pot on, so you don't burn the counter. It says, I love Dad. Dad singing. He had a picture of me. Of Daddy singing, right? And then you drew a picture of the audience. Is that the audience right there I see? Huh? And then who's that right up front center right there?
Mm.
Who is that?
Mm.
Front and center, as I always put you at my shows. And then you made this beautiful tie, this color tie you made. And this book, you know how much this book means to me? How long did it take you to do this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You did it quickly, did you? You know how much I love you, right? Okay, thank you very much. Did you have a fun time with all the other kids? Huh? Yeah, give me a kiss. You say goodbye. Say good morning to everybody.
Morning.
There you go. It's my little girl right there. That's what it's all about, Father's Day for me. That was very nice. Charlie, I appreciate that very much. And we had that time early yesterday. It was just Charlie and I early morning before the other kids came over and just had the best time, didn't we? These you and I. Ah, my girl. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker. You know what? And then I saw Congressman Donovan's beautiful child, you know, with Serena. I'm thinking, Frankie, maybe time for another kid. I'm just saying, huh?
No, Joe.
It ain't so.
Come on. I swear to goodness. I could have 100 kids. You know, I may have 100 kids.
So you want to work until you're 107.
That's it. Well,
is that what you're looking
it.
To do?
That's the minor detail. Hmm. A minor detail, my friend. Hello. Welcome back to the Biscuit Boat Show.
Oh, and remember, Joe, remember last week you and Frank were discussing how the computers are invading your privacy. They know everything
they're listening.
That you're doing.
We know they're listening.
So
yes.
Yesterday was your birthday. It was also Father's Day. So my Google thing on my Google phone, you know, gives stories about what's going on. And then it says Joe Piscopo's birthday is today. And what's the story that it brings up? The guy who embezzled like $400,000 from you and was sentenced a couple of years.
Oh, that's great.
Like, that's the story
that's
I want to read on your birthday.
No, and then I saw another guy goes, he quotes me saying how much I love my children. I talk about my kids. Right. Forgive me, ad nauseum, and I know, but I apologize for that. But I'm such a proud daddy, and I, by the grace of Jesus Christ, so many beautiful children. And then they tell all the good things about the kids. And I post a picture of me, like, with my body half eaten away as a zombie in dead heat. I had to block that guy because it was too funny. It was too funny. It was right on the money. Yeah, it was
funny. You had to block him because he was funny?
I didn't want to put me as me. Look, talking about my kids, and you're going to put me as a zombie. It was hysterical. I must say,
it was hysterical. That's the guy that's going to show up in your next show.
Yeah. Please, man. Oh, you gotta love it. Piscopo of the Morning with the guys, with the boys, with Frankie and Al, 877-970-2999. You can call anytime. Frankie, Five Boroughs, breaking down the news. I know, big news, big story that Mayor Giuliani supported Congressman Dan Donovan. That was a big story. We had a big, big rally, very positive rally. That was on Saturday at the Hilton. A great time. Yeah, I mean, it was just such a feel-good event. You know, it was fun. And Congressman Peter King, you know, Peter's great. He's very, very funny on the air. He could be very funny, but very, very detailed in his presentation and his short remarks that he made in why he supports Dan Donovan. That was good to see. And again, I want to just say, I wanted to make sure that I gave Frankie kudos on that, because Frankie, you're walking around like a rock star. That's your
that's your home. I'm lucky to be.
We were given orders before we walked into no eye contact with Frankie.
Really?
I mean, the credit. It really goes to you for making the trip all the way out to New Jersey. The credit goes to Dan Donovan for attracting such a diversity of support, not just from the key leaders there, you know, you, Jimmy Otto, Peter King, Rudy Giuliani, Joe Borelli, Nicole Malliotakis, and others. The four or five different political parties all backing him. And, you know, over the weekend, got endorsed by the Staten Island Advance. So now Donovan's been endorsed by the New York Post, the New York Daily News, the Staten Island Advance. I don't know the last time all three of those papers have agreed on anything. And all of them say that Dan Donovan is the responsible choice for this thing. And you got to give. I want to give a shout out to Ron Carrera, the congressman's campaign
great
manager
job.
And chief
great
of staff,
job.
Who did a great job putting that whole event together.
But don't you understand? There are a lot of morons who live on Staten Island.
Well, there's morons misguided... that live everywhere. I don't think you have to specify.
But there are a lot of misguided people that live on Staten Island that only see what they want to see. And if they took 5 seconds to look up on Google what Grimm's voting record was when he was in Congress, they would know that this is not a good guy.
We have a lot of listeners that might be leaning towards Mike Grimm. I have friends that are voting for Mike Grimm, and that doesn't make them a bad person. Mike Grimm's a good campaigner. He makes a great presentation, right, when he does TV interviews or when he's at – he was at the Flag Day Parade in Tottenville this weekend. They greeted him well over there. But the problem is, if you care at all about President Trump's agenda, if Michael Grimm wins that Republican primary, they are absolutely going to lose the seat. Because keep in mind, Dan Donovan doesn't just go away. He's still the candidate of the Reform Party, the Conservative Party, the Independence Party. So, I mean, even if he gets 5-6% of the vote in the general election, that will be enough to keep Grimm from winning. Then, can you imagine, Joe, what it will do to the National Republican Party if their hand-picked candidate in one of the most competitive districts in the country is a convicted felon? They're going to use him as a poster child to represent Republican candidates all over the country.
Yeah. And that's a great way to lay it out, Frankie, because you guys are the Staten Island guys. You guys are the New Yorkers. I understand that and feel for you. But if you lay it out in the pragmatic way that you just did, and with no animus toward anybody, by the way.
Yeah, but look at what Grimm's campaign is alleged to have done so far. They tried to throw in a last-minute vote that they had to go to court for to keep Donovan on the ballot. Somebody leaked a story, we are assuming that it's somewhere in Grimm's camp, about how Dan Donovan tried to use his influence to get his longtime companion's son out of jail or whatever, which is completely untrue. Yeah. This is a clown in Grimm who parks in a handicapped spot at his own office claims, "Oops, my bad. I didn't know that the spot was there." Stop it! If you have half a brain in your head, you would not vote for Grimm next Tuesday. You would vote for Dan Donovan. He's honest, upfront, stand-up citizen, and he's trying to help Staten Islanders and a portion of Brooklyn. It's ridiculous.
And who's going to argue it out? 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Well,
8:50
unlike
right
Bernie
now.
Carricker said, he'd crack you with a bat if you go buy a diamond ring of carrying or something. I would not use a bat.
I'm a romantic. Hey, how about the driver that I had on Saturday? The guy was married 6 times.
Oh,
6 times.
That's amazing.
Said, but I understand the romance of would you marry me? I understand
right,
that.
Right,
so,
right.
So a Perry and his son's visit may be in the future. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah,
Bernie will be by my side. That's all I need.
That's great.
Another child, another marriage. I'm ready, Dad. What do you think?
Well, so long as you want to work to about 110 instead of just 100, you know, you'll be set. You know, just, you know, you can handle it, Joey. You're pretty tough.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling it's no problem for Joe Piscopo.
Debbie. You can't make it up. I know what you're thinking.
Well, you're a hopeless romantic, so, you know, I could just see you walking down the aisle again. You know?
You know, when you're from Naples, that happens. That tends
to
happen.
It's that Italian blood. Yeah, that's it.
It's so true. Debbie, I love you. You know that. 8:52, Debbie's on the road for you. Hey, Tony Dan's on the show. You know, Tony coming up. That's going to be great. Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning in New York?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. Over on the northern state, eastbound out towards South Oyster Bay Road, that's an accident. Traffic is moving solely on the LIE over on the island. LIE westbound at the Sagna Coast. A collision on the shoulder, but it's causing a delay. And watch for a lot of volume on the Deegan southbound, right on that ramp to the RFK Bridge. It's an accident on the ramp. Stop and go traffic as you head over to the Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue with some earlier problems cleared. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, busy Clove Road right out toward the Verrazano. It's still kind of tough across the board at the Hudson River crossings. 30 in at the GWB, Lincoln 30 in, 15 out. Holland 20 minutes getting into town. 17 southbound getting down into Woodridge. Watch for a broken water main. 3 eastbound at 17, construction. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 13, accident getting down toward Linden. And traffic slowing down southbound at 287 East, off exit 5 in White Plains, a collision being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow dives deep into another Obama blunder.
The Obama administration secretly sought to give Iran access to U.S. financial systems by sidestepping U.S. sanctions to move money around, which they said they would not do. Here's the problem. The U.S. financial system should not have been engaged in this. And this is where you freed up all this money. No wonder Hamas and Hezbollah have got so much money for rockets.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People have also started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Message and data rates may apply. Texting enrolls for recurring text messages.
Nice game. Man, you're really playing hard today.
Yeah, shows what a great night's sleep will do. You know, since I started using Z-Quiet for my snoring, there's no more waking up getting elbowed. And no more moving to the couch in the middle of the night. You know, for the first time in years, the snoring's gone. And my wife and I both wake up feeling great. It's amazing. So easy to use. And it worked the very first night.
I'm Dan Webster, co-founder of ZQuiet. For years, I was off my game due to snoring. My wife Trina and I were desperate for a solution. And we found it with ZQuiet. There's nothing better than waking up feeling rested, happy, and best of all, in the same bed. So if you're ready to score extra points in the bedroom, get ZQuiet.
ZQuiet fits both men and women, and right now you can try it risk-free for a full 30 days for just $9.95. Just text SNORE to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text SNORE to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
Oh, I 8:55, 5 before 9 o'clock, 8:55 with Piscopo in the morning. Are you tired of dealing with dummies, my friend? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. So I keep telling you about Alex Kinsella, this great young guy, general manager over at Route 22 Toyota, right? He has these low lease offers. When I tell you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, I'm telling you 0%. Now, Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service. I'll give you till 9 o'clock, first five callers. Next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change and filter if you call 855-621-9949. All you got to do is say, "Joey sent me." 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models excluded. 855-621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the 9 o'clock free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from our good friends at Route 22 Toyota. You know, they got this brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to check that out. And this is, when you go over there, you got to check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Maggie Johnson's our meteorologist today at the Weather Answer Desk in for Joe Lundberg. Maggie, it's going to be a hot one. Give us the breakdown, girl, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, it's dangerously hot, hazy. Mm.
and it's going to get up to 95 with the humidity. It'll feel like it's over a 100 this afternoon, so take precautions. Tonight, a front moves in, so we start to get some showers and thunderstorms into the area. Nothing crazy. Temperatures will hold in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, a shower in the morning. Then this front pushes off to the south, and we get in the lower humidity during the day. It's going to be nice. Still warm with upper 80s. Wednesday looks pretty good, at least early in the day. We start with some sunshine. We look at a high of 83, but there will be some rain moving in late in the day on Wednesday.
All right. And the temperatures break by Wednesday, I think, Maggie?
Yeah, we're going to be in the low to mid 80s. And then it looks really nice for Thursday and Friday.
All right. Well done. Maggie Johnson right there in for Joe Lundberg. 8:58 with Piscopo in the morning. The one, the only, the legend, Tony Danza, will join us live on the radio in the 9 o'clock hour. He's got this great new Netflix series called The Good Cop. And he's got a great pal dinner helping out kids. Tony is the best. You don't want to miss Mr. Danza with Mr. Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.